And so
Fran still stupefied by this.
So in the meantime, Greg Gard will take advantage of what is a free timeout here with 9:46 to play, 48-42, Iowa leading Wisconsin. It will be Wisconsin basketball with 26 on the shot clock.
What makes Perkins so dangerous is what we've just seen out of Tony Perkins, his ability to explode and take over the game.
Yep.
For spurts, small spurts, increments, but he can be so doggone effective.
Well, this stoppage is buying a little more time for Steven Crowd is to try to stop the bleeding, and it was, his face was a bloody mess. Took one to the nose. They say no blood, no foul, but there was blood, but there was no foul. So more cleanup work going on the floor.
He got cut open on that missed shot where Gilmore got the rebound scored.
Yep. So here we go. Klesman, along with Esigian, Hepburn, Wall, and Gilmore. And Max will be inbounding front court sideline right. Klesman looking. With Sanford in his face. Throws it into Gilmore. Gives it up to Hepburn. Outside the center circle. Now Klesman leaves it for Gilmore on the right wing. Carter against Kingsbury, back in there for Iowa. Wall right wing with 15 to shoot. Badgers patient offensively. Tyler looks up at the shot clock, trying to go to work. Little crossover. Now backing in. Low on the right, goes up and in. Working on Connor McCaffrey. Tyler Wall with 12. Badgers back within four with 9:20 to play. 48-44 Iowa. Perkins up top. Catch up with Chucky Hepburn. Gets it outside left. Perkins glides off to his right. Leaves it for Dix high on the right against Connor Esigian. Dix right of the lane. Moves to the lane line. Now Kingsbury left wing. Hands to Peyton Sanford. Mid-range jumper left side off the mark. Rebound to Esigian. 9 minutes remaining. 48-44 Iowa. Tyler Wall left sideline of the front court for Wisconsin. Wall on the wing. Tyler cuts off the wing. Penetrates, spinning, bounces out to Hepburn, pass fake, now finds Klesman, open three, right corner, good. Max Klesman with a three-point hit, 48-47 Iowa. 8:35 to play, Perkins high on the rights. Perkins on the dribble, feeds Kingsbury on the right wing. Carter Gilmore is on him. Kingsbury kills the dribble, needs some help, bounces to Perkins up top. High screen Connor McCaffrey. Perkins on the hard left-hand dribble in the lane. Knocked away by Hepburn and scooped up by Klesman. Chucky again initiates a turnover. Here's Klesman. Badgers with a chance to get the lead. Wall left side. Drives on Kingsbury. Pull up baseline jumper. Way too long. No good. Connor McCaffrey the rebound. 8:05 remaining. 48-47 Iowa. Connor McCaffrey up top. He's with Gilmore. Leaves it for Perkins on the left side. Perkins against Hepburn. Throws to Connor McCaffrey. Back out to Perkins up top of the shot fake. Perkins to the free throw line. Moving in on Hepburn. Bounces to Kingsbury. Gets it out to Sanford. Tries a three. Right side. No good. Rebound Wall. Peyton Sanford has really been struggling with that three-point shot. He's 23% coming into this game. Still 48-47 Iowa. 7:35 remaining. Wall feeds Klesman high on the left. Throws to Gilmore right of the circle. Carter a couple dribbles right wing. Hands off Hepburn off the right wing. Bounces to Gilmore right of the paint. Gilmore starts to back on Perkins. Gilmore turns, goes up left hand. Badgers take the lead. Gilmore with eight. 49-48 Wisconsin. 7:15 remaining. 7-point run for the Badgers. Perkins at the top of the circle. Sets the floor, finds Kingsbury, leads it for Josh Dix. Off the left wing, steps back, three in the air. Off the rim, no good. Tyler Wall the rebound. 7 minutes remaining, 49-48 Wisconsin. Chucky Hepburn brings it up for the Badgers. Hands off to Klesman between the circles. Klesman lobs it to Gilmore, off the right elbow. Gilmore against Kingsbury. On the right wing, gets it to Hepburn. Chucky dribbles off the wing, stops at the elbow, now penetrates on Perkins, low on the left. Kissed him off the window for two. Hepburn with nine, 51-48 Wisconsin, 6:33 remaining. Tony Perkins high on the right, and a timeout taken by Iowa. So the Badgers on a 9-point run. And a timeout taken by the Hawkeyes. This will be a full timeouts. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 6 minutes, 30 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 51, Iowa 48. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers.
I can taste the melody inside your lips, so sweet, so tender, and I know I miss the still inside.
Linda and the Zeros.
It's too hot. Oh.
Groove Machine. Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this civic media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Hi, this is J.R. Siewert of Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, and I'd like to invite you to tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up, and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or a seller. So please tune in. We look forward to hearing from you and even taking your questions during the show.
That's Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors, your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday morning at 10:30, right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Bacha hands off to Connor McCaffrey, picked up by Klesman. Connor backing, mid-post left, still backing. Leans up left hand, good. He just muscled that in. Connor McCaffrey has 12. And it's 51-50, Wisconsin, 6:08 remaining. Max Klesman will bring it up for Wisconsin. Takes it through the center circle. Leaves it for Tyler Wall out high. Flips to Crowell right of the circle. Crowell fakes the handoff to Hepburn. Darts a pass to Wall instead. High on the left. Tyler on the drive. Right lane line backing. Stops and he was fouled by Rabracha. I wasn't sure if they were going to get Wall for steps there. They get the foul on Rabracha.
Thought it was pretty good defense, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
He cut him off.
Looked pretty good.
Stopped him from getting into the rim.
5:49 to play, 51-50, Wisconsin. Three fouls on Rabracha. Hepburn inbounds it to Klesman. He'll throw it to Connor Esigen on the left wing. Esigen gets doubled. Inside feed Wall, low on the left. Takes it right up and in off the glass. Sweet feed, sweet finish by Wall. 53-50, Wisconsin. 5:35 remaining. Perkins, right side of the front court against Hepburn. Perkins, left hand hip high dribble. Bounces to McCaffrey. Connor McCaffrey between the arcs. Feeds Perkins high on the right. A pass to Rabracha. Moving in on Crowell. Rabracha leans, shoots, missed. Fouled by Crowell. That'll be his third. And free throws coming up for Philip Rabracha, who is a 58% free throw shooter, is 0 for 1 tonight.
Rabracha was almost going too fast for his own good. He was stumbling as
he was
backing down Crowell, wasn't he?
He was. 6 points for Rabracha, 5 rebounds, couple of assists in this game. By the way, Crowell with 5 dimes tonight. First free throw for Rabracha is on the way, and it's straight through. Yes, 7. 53-51, Wisconsin, 5:22 remaining.
He's been good over the last couple of games for Iowa. He had 10 points, 8 rebounds against Duke, and he had the big game against Iowa State.
Yeah, 22-11 in that game. Second free throw straight through. Didn't look like a 58% foul shooter there. 53-52, Wisconsin. Iowa picking up the Badgers. Three quarters And Tyler Wall dribbling through traffic finds Hepburn to the front court. 1 point lead, Wisconsin. 5 minutes, 10 seconds to play. Here's Stephen Crowell, right of the lane. Crowell backing on Rabracha, single coverage. Crowell backs, turns up, good, off the glass. Two more for Crowell. He has 10, 55-52, Wisconsin, 4:58 remaining. Perkins on the right side, works on the high screen, lean shot, blocked by Crowell. And a loose ball is picked up by Chucky Hepburn. And he'll slow jog it left sideline to the front court for the Badgers. Hepburn turns down the screen from Wall, throws to Crowell, out high, flips to Klesman high on the right. A pass for Connor Resegian. He'll shovel it to Wall. Tyler draws the double, retreats, gets it to Resegian through his hands and out of bounds, left corner. He was looking to shoot, didn't secure it first. 4:35 to play, 55-52, Wisconsin. Badgers with 8 turnovers, Iowa with 13. The Hawkeyes only averaged 10 turnovers a game. They did have 18 on Thursday against Iowa State, about the only thing they didn't do right in that romp with the Cyclones. Here's Perkins on the right side. 3-point lead, Wisconsin, 4.5 minutes remaining. Perkins on the left-hand dribble to the free throw line, leans in, goes up, back rim no good. Crowell the rebound. 4:20 remaining, 55-52 Wisconsin. Hepburn being crowded by Perkins. Front court, right sideline. Chucky on the dribble. Got fouled by Perkins. That'll be his second. And team foul number 5 on Iowa.
Perkins is such an aggressive defender.
He is.
There's a lot of contact between those two men. Not college students, two men. Hepburn and
Yeah, men's
Perkins.
A good.
And Fran just got teched.
Okay. And Fran, really, he's staring down Bill Eck right now. This is an opportunity here for Wisconsin, up by 3 with 4 minutes and 13 seconds remaining. The McCaffrey's staff holding back the Iowa head coach, who won his 500th career game as a college coach on Thursday, and he is hot. And his staff needs to use a little bit of energy to keep Fran McCaffrey away as Connor Resegian with the first free throw, nothing but net. The technical foul shots from Connor Resegian. He now has 6 points. 4-point lead, Wisconsin. 4:13 to play. Second free throw. Nothing but net. Resegian now 17 of 17 at the foul line. And this is freshman year. 57-52, Wisconsin with 4:13 to play. And of course, the Badgers have the ball. With Max Klesman inbounding, front court sideline right, goes into Crowell, loops it back to Klesman, high on the right, shot clock is at 15, Wall between the arcs, Tyler glides to the left side, still on the dribble, left it for Crowell, hands off to Sejan, Connor to the line, tried to slip a pass into Crowell, and is stolen away by Dix, outlet to Perkins, up the middle front court, Patrick McCaffrey throwing to Connor, high on the right, 5-point lead Wisconsin, 3 minutes 50 seconds to play, Connor McCaffrey outside right against Klesman, Connor trying to go to work. Right of the lane. It was poked free, but Patrick is there. Baseline right. 13 to shoot. A feed into Perkins. In the lane. Up over Hepburn. Short. Rebound. Crowell tips. It's loose. Klesman on the floor. Digs it out of there. Wants a timeout. Did he get it? No. But Crowell has the loose ball. And now Chucky Hepburn brings it up with 3.5 minutes to play. Badgers lead 57-52. Klesman left of the center circle, walks the dribble, left hand, angles left, now takes it to the top, drives right lane line, pivots, kicks it back out the Wall between the arcs. Shot clock at 7, Wall on the right wing against Connor McCaffrey, 4 to shoot, 3 to shoot, 2 to shoot, fading, flipping his Wall, front rim no, rebound Rabracha, 3:04 to play, 57-52 Wisconsin. Tony Perkins to the front court, throwing to Connor McCaffrey for 3 straight on, in and out, no good, rebound tipped, Hepburn there for Wisconsin, 2:52 to play, 5-point lead Wisconsin. Hepburn will bring it up. Greg Gard wants to play on. First, I thought he wanted a timeout. They'll play on. Hepburn, right of the lane, on the dribble, bumped to the floor by Perkins, and that'll be team foul number 7 on Iowa, and the 3rd on Tony Perkins as we hit the under 4 media timeout. All eyes in the house on Iowa head coach Fran McCaffrey as he is not a happy camper. We will take a break from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 2 minutes, 42 seconds to play. Wisconsin 57, Iowa 52. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. It's a top-tier pizza, proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. 2 minutes, 42 seconds remaining in Iowa City. Wisconsin 57, Iowa 52.
Coaches are constantly talking about the importance, the value of winning 50-50s, especially in the final minutes of a game, the final 5 minutes, if you will, of a game. Max Klusman just won a 50-50 at the opposite end. Wasn't sure he was going to get a timeout or was trying to call a timeout.
It was play on,
and he was able to salvage the possession.
Yeah, couldn't get control of the ball, tapped it, but a teammate was there.
Chucky Hepburn steps to the line for a 1-1. He has 9 points, 6 boards, 4 assists in this game. Chucky, 12 of 17 at the foul line this season. Front end, too long, no good. Rebound, Patrick McCaffrey. Badgers leaving another point at the foul line. 2:37 to play. 5-point lead, Wisconsin at 57-52. Perkins with the ball right side. He'll throw to Patrick McCaffrey for three right of the circle. Off the back rim, no good. As Sejan clears for Wisconsin. Hawkeyes just 6 of 22 from long range. The Badgers only 3 of 18. Hepburn throwing to Wall between the arcs. 2:18 to play. 5-point lead, Wisconsin. Klesman throws to Wall up top. Wall with a bounce for Crowell. Top of the circle with Rebracha on him. Crowell feeds to Sejan. Left side, 3 on the way. He hit it! Connor Assegian for three, and the lead is 8 for the Badgers. Coming up on 2 minutes to play, 60-52, Wisconsin. Connor McCaffrey trying to match it, left side, no good. Rebound, Wisconsin, and Stephen Crowell. 1:53 remaining, 60-52, Wisconsin. Up the floor is Hepburn being bothered by Perkins. Now Chucky gets it across. These are for Tyler Wall. Minute 45 to play. Wall bounces for Klesman, high on the right. 13 to shoot, coming up on a minute 40 to play. 8-point lead for the Badgers, 10 to shoot. Klesman feeds Hepburn, left of the center circle. Shot clock at 5. High screen, Crowell. Chucky using the screen to his left. Throws to Crowell, open 3, straight on. And it banked, no good. Rebound, Tyler Wall. And the Badgers can bleed more time off the clock with a minute 20 to play. 60-52, Wisconsin. Hepburn on the dribble against Perkins. Chucky pounds the dribble right of the center circle. Moves off to his left. Hepburn left of the lane. Pull up mid-range jumper off the rim. No good. Rebound. Battled. Tapped. Loose. Perkins there. Perkins gets fouled. And Hepburn is shaken up. He was grabbing that left ankle. Let's see if he's all right. Perkins to the floor. Hepburn to the floor with a minute 4 seconds remaining. Chucky was grabbing for that left ankle. He pops up and he's going to play on.
There were 3 Badgers on the floor during that scramble. It was Crowell, it was Hepburn, it was Klesmet.
The foul is on Chucky. That's his second and the 5th team foul. 1:04 remaining, 60-52, Wisconsin. Well, momentary break as they get the floor nice and dry.
One very critical thing the Badgers have done down the stretch here, defensive rebounding.
Yes, sir.
Limiting the second chance opportunities during the last 3 minutes of this game.
Iowa would put four offensive rebounds all night. Likewise, Wisconsin. Here comes Perkins, front court. We have 1 minute to play. Badgers up eight. Perkins cuts off the wing. In the lane, feeds Connor McCaffrey off the left wing. Connor McCaffrey against Wall. Turns, goes up, and in and one. Connor McCaffrey with an and one. Iowa within six. 54.5 seconds to play as Tyler Wall called for his second foul.
It's the second time in this half McCaffrey's muscled in a shot in the paint.
Yeah, this guy is really, he is really playing well. He averaged 2.5 points a game last season. But the value goes beyond that. We talk about that with Wisconsin players. But today, Connor McCaffrey scoring again. Trying to make it a three-point play, and he does not. Free throw is missed, but a lane violation. 60-54, Wisconsin with 54.5 left in the game. So another opportunity for Connor McCaffrey. Mentioned he went 8-for-8 on Thursday against Iowa State. He's 2-for-2 today, and the free throw is good. 5-point lead, Wisconsin. Press will be on. Inbounds pass to Connor Esegin. Esegin bounces it to Tyler Wall. Wall with a long pass to Crowell. He'll catch baseline right, and he got fouled by Rabracha. That's Tyler Wall. That's trusting yourself with a long pass. And Crowell will go to the free throw line. Four fouls on Philip Rabracha. 46.8 seconds to play. 60-55, Wisconsin.
Well, it helps a little bit when your receiver on that long pass is 7 feet
it
tall.
It doesn't hurt.
Because that ball was targeted for the out of bounds.
Well, 65.5% at the foul line this season. Badgers just 2-of-4 at the line tonight. It's a 1-and-1. That was team foul number 8 on Iowa. Now eyes the rim, the front end, no good. Rebound Connor McCaffrey. Here comes Iowa, still very much alive. 43 seconds to play. Asante Bowen on the floor now for the Hawkeyes between the arcs. Feeds Connor McCaffrey. Back to Bowen. Turns to the Perkins right side. He'll try a three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped up around it out, no good. Rebound scrambled for it. It's loose. And Crowell taps it off of Bowen. The officials thinking about it. They'll say Iowa ball. And I'm thinking this will now get reviewed. And it will. With 28.1 seconds to play, 60-55, Wisconsin. At under 2 minutes, you can review these kind of plays. So, call on the floor, last touch by Wisconsin. They will review it. That was a heck of a tip-in attempt by Rabracha that rolled around and out. And Crowell was trying to save it off of DeSante Bowen. Boy, that's a tough one. Is that both players had their hand on the basketball, but the call on the floor was Crowell touched it last.
Badgers have kept this game close because of misses at the stripe.
Again, yeah. That was the case on Tuesday against Maryland. It will remain Iowa ball, 28.1 to play, 60-55, Wisconsin. Guys will be inbounding. DeSante Bowen, baseline right. Looking into Connor McCaffrey. Open three, right corner. It's off the side of the glass. Bowen had it knocked away by Wall. Loose on the floor. Wall trying to dig it out of there. They get a held ball. Arrow, Iowa, with 23 seconds remaining. 5-point lead, Wisconsin. And a timeout taken by Iowa here, I believe. And it's be the final timeout for Fran McCaffrey. 23 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 60, Iowa 55.
McCaffrey had a pretty good look,
he did.
Too.
He did.
He was even shaking his head after the ball just glanced off the side of the backboard. Mm-hmm.
So the Hawkeyes have used their final timeout. 23 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 60, Iowa 55.
Sanford has checked into the lineup for the Hawkeyes. You mentioned he's been struggling from three-point line, but he has range. He gives him another threat from the perimeter.
He is over his last now 8 games, including this tonight. He is 3-for-29 from the three-point line. But there's trust there because we've seen him take 5 shots tonight.
And that's one of the areas where they miss Chris Murray more so than others, because excellent three-point shooter.
Yes, sir. 38%. He was 39% last year, was Chris. Hawkeyes also without Aaron Ulis tonight. So 23 seconds to play. Iowa ball. Badgers lead 60-55. Desante Bowen, baseline right, will inbound. Looking. And inbounds pass. Perkins low on the right. Layup is good. Iowa within three with 21.4 to play. Presses on. Wall inbounds to Asijan. Asijan double team. Taken away by Perkins. Throws to Patrick McCaffrey for three. It's good, and we're tied at 60. With 14.6 seconds to play. Final chance for Wisconsin. Here comes Chucky. Down to 10 seconds to play. Timeout Wisconsin with 9.4 seconds remaining. As the Hawkeyes have gone on an 8-point run late to tie the game here in Iowa City.
Just amazing how quickly the momentum swung and how Iowa was the team now winning the 50-50s, winning the scrambles, which they did after the last basket. The freshman got cornered, and literally cornered, and couldn't get himself out of trouble, and results in a quick hit. Here we are tied.
Yeah, it's one of those deals when you're behind, you can take chances. You get physical. Maybe they'll call it. Maybe they won't. A clean steal. Certainly the Badgers had the right idea with Connor Asijan, who has yet to miss a free throw. But he lost the ball. But the Badgers can take the final shot, tied at 60 with 9.4 seconds remaining in regulation.
And McCaffrey, Patrick McCaffrey, hit it just a cold-blooded
yeah,
shot
he did.
To tie it.
And Patrick McCaffrey with 16 points to lead all scorers. Tyler Wall has 14 to pace Wisconsin.
What becomes even more glaring, and we just talked about it seconds ago, those missed free throw attempts.
Yeah, Badgers 2 of 5 at the foul line. Iowa 9 of 11. Badgers have 5 more buckets than the Hawkeyes here tonight. So we'll see what Greg Gar draws up. 9.4 seconds remaining. Remember, Iowa has committed 8 fouls. Iowa does have the possession arrow if somehow it gets a tie-up. Crowell, Asijan, Hepburn, Klesman, and Wall on the floor for Wisconsin. Klesman will inbound, front court sideline right, Patrick McCaffrey in his face. Badgers still have one timeout available. Keep that in mind. Here we go. Badgers playing for the win. 9.4 remaining. Tied at 60. Klesman looking. Looking. Still looking. Loops it backcourt for Hepburn. 8 seconds. Chucky across the midstripe. We're down to 5. Hepburn right side. Chucky right of the lane. Behind the back dribble. Mid-range jumper off the back rim. We're going to overtime. An 8-point run late for the Hawkeyes. And we've got 5 more minutes in Iowa City.
Awfully good defense. Perkins on Hepburn forced a tough contested shot. He couldn't get it to drop. Kind of thought after the Asijan hit that three at the 2:13 mark, the Badgers were up 60-52.
Yeah.
Had chances to seal this game from the line.
Yep.
Couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it. They left that door open. And so give Iowa a timeout back. They'll add a timeout there. Greg Gard will have another one. So Wisconsin will have 2 timeouts. Iowa 1 as we get ready for overtime in Iowa City. The 3rd overtime game already for Wisconsin this season. Lost to Kansas in the Bahamas. Beat Marquette 8 days ago. First overtime game for Iowa. Only the 2nd close game the Hawkeyes have had all year. On November 25th, the Hawkeyes beat Clemson 74-71 down at the Emerald Coast Classic in Florida. Big time run at closing time for Iowa.
Little things become magnified in the closing minutes of a game. A lane violation, a missed free throw,
yep.
Either end of the floor can spell a difference.
Yeah, just enough mistakes. So we get ready for 5 more minutes. Close games, the norm. Overtime, a habit here for the Wisconsin Badgers. Rabracha and Crowell will jump center. Remember, Rabracha has 4 fouls. And the toss and tap will belong to Wisconsin. And they continue to our right. Overtime is underway. Hepburn throwing to Crowell. Right side against Rabracha. Now on the right wing. Throws it back out to Max Klesmit between the circles. Klesmit retreats near half court. High screen Wall. Klesmit right side, drives in the paint. 8-footer in the lane. Back rim no good. Rebound Connor McCaffrey. Opening minute of overtime. Wisconsin and Iowa tied at 60. Tony Perkins sets the floor for the Hawkeyes. Moving to our left, Rabracha left wing. Hands to Patrick McCaffrey. Patrick cuts off the left wing in the lane, goes up right hand. Good and one. Klesmit got him. Iowa takes the lead.
Good body control by McCaffrey, kind of overpowering Klesmit with his size. He's taller than Klesmit and was able to shoot over the top and draw the contact.
That's three on Max Klesmit as Iowa leads 62-60 with 4:22 left in overtime. 18 points now for Patrick McCaffrey. And the free throw is in the air, and it's good. Three-point lead, Iowa. Opening minute of overtime. Press remains on. Inbounds pass, Connor Recija. Up the floor comes Chucky Hepburn, still in the backcourt. Ahead to Wall. He gets it across. Tyler on the attack, down the lane, to the rim. Layup around the rim and in for Tyler Wall. 63-62, Iowa. 4:05 left in overtime. Tony Perkins outside right. Perkins hands off to Peyton Sanford. He'll throw it out to Patrick McCaffrey between the arcs. Hooks to Rabracha. Hands it back to Patrick on the left side. On the baseline, leans in. Off-balance shot, missed, but a foul on Tyler Wall. That's three on Wall, and Patrick McCaffrey goes to the line for two.
Yeah, Wall kind of put himself in a compromising, vulnerable position by jumping at the ball fake, and then he got called for the foul, rightly so.
Patrick McCaffrey, two out of three at the foul line. 3:50 left in overtime. 63-62 Iowa. First free throw, nothing but net. 64-62 Iowa. One more free throw for Patrick. Richard, sophomore, 6'9". Free throw in the air, and that's good. 65-62 Iowa. 3:50 left in overtime. Chucky Hepburn draws it up the floor for Wisconsin. Going to Crowell on the right wing. Finds it cutting a Asijan low on the right. Goes up and in. Asijan pulls the Badgers back to within one. 65-64 Iowa. 3:35 left in OT. Perkins to the front court. Going to Rabracha on the left wing. Inside feed. Connor McCaffrey's there. Low on the left. Goes up and in. Two more for Connor McCaffrey. 67-64 Iowa. 3:20 left in overtime. Hepburn sets the offense, throwing to Crowell on the right wing. Crowell up a Wall at the top. Tyler on the dribble, lost the handle. It's loose on the floor. Klesmit, Wall, Connor McCaffrey, held ball, arrow, Iowa. 3:07 left in overtime. 67-64 Iowa as Jordan Davis will check in for Connor Recija.
Both teams have been scrambling for loose balls on the floor, but it just the tide has turned a little bit with Iowa getting the advantage in these types of situations.
Connor McCaffrey looking uncomfortable over there for Iowa. They're mopping up some perspiration on the floor. And he was their hands on knees for a moment, but he's going to play on. 67-64 Iowa, 3:07 left in overtime. Badgers got to dig in here. Perkins to the front court. High screen Rabracha. Perkins left lane line. Couple of pumps. Throws it out to Patrick McCaffrey. Digging hard as Wall. Now it's Perkins outside left. Small versus a big. 15 on the shot clock. Perkins against Stephen Crowell. Drives by him to the rim. Low on the left. Wild shot. No. Tipped up. No. Rebound. Tyler Wall for Wisconsin. Rabracha very nearly tipped it in. Wall left sideline of the front court. Then cuts off the wing. Got fouled by Connor McCaffrey. That'll be his second, and Tyler Wall will go to the free throw line.
A couple of these possessions, as soon as Wall has gotten his hands on the basketball, as I clear out, I'm taking it all the way.
Team foul number 9, 2:40 left in overtime, 67-64 Iowa. Wall with 16 points. It's another 1-1. The Badgers just 2 out of 5 at the foul line tonight. Wall with the rhythm dribbles, bends the knees, the front end is good. 67-65 Iowa, 2:40 left in overtime.
It's not the quantity of free throws sometimes, it's the quality.
Second free throw for Tyler Wall. on the way, and it's straight through. 67-66, Iowa, 2:40 left in overtime. Hawkeyes are 12 of 14 at the line. The Badgers 4 out of 7. Perkins out high. Left-hand feed for Rabacha. Back to Perkins, left of the lane. Hepburn cut him off. Perkins retreats above the arc on the left side. Right-hand dribble. Finds Patrick McCaffrey. Top of the arc, matched with Wall. Patrick off the left elbow. Throws it out to Sanford. A flip to Rabracha. 7 to shoot. Now Perkins at the top. Perkins, right elbow. Shake. Shoots over Crowell. Around the rim and in. 3-point lead again for Iowa. 69-66. 2:05 left in overtime. Tyler Wall out high for 3. And the tie. Got it! Tyler Wall with a triple. We're tied at 69. 1:55 left in overtime. Quickly the other way. Patrick McCaffrey goes up. No good. Follow. Yes. And 1 for Patrick McCaffrey. 2-point lead, Iowa. 1:51 left in overtime. They get Wall for the foul, his 4th.
Boy, a couple of those putbacks have been really timely for Iowa in this half. One by Connor McCaffrey, now this one by Patrick.
23 for Patrick McCaffrey. 71-69 Iowa. 1:51 left in overtime. Free throw for McCaffrey is good. 72-69 Iowa. No press as the inbounds pass will go to Hepburn. 1:50 to play. Wall to the front. Throws to Davis high on the right. Jordan, he'll take a 3 up top. Good again! Jordan Davis ties the game at 72 with 1:38 left in overtime. Here's Tony Perkins for the Hawkeyes, high on the right. Perkins, right-hand dribble. High screen, Rabracha off the right wing. A flip to Sanford, goes into Connor McCaffrey. Single coverage, Jordan Davis. Connor backing, turns low on the left, goes up, no good. Perkins to the floor, and a whistle and a foul is called as Perkins got cut to the floor with 1:18 remaining in overtime. They get Chucky Hepburn for his 3rd foul. And Iowa in the double bonus, tied at 72 with 1:18 left in overtime. Perkins, a 72% free throw shooter, has made his 1 attempt here so far tonight. Talked about those offensive rebounds, which have been low for Iowa. Now it's been a serious jump.
They've just attacked the glass.
They really have. Yeah, they have 10 offensive rebounds now. Tony Perkins, 16 points in this game. Shoots 2, and the first is no good, too long.
Their approach has been dictated by the style. They fell behind it. Yep. They had to attack.
Yep. Junior out of Indianapolis, Perkins missed the first, made the second. 73-72 Iowa, 1:18 left in overtime. Here's Tyler Wall for the Badgers to the front court against Connor McCaffrey. He'll leave it for Jordan Davis. Davis between the circles. Now it's Crowell. Right wing, bounce pass to Wall against McCaffrey. Connor McCaffrey, 1:03 remaining. Wall backing, mid-post, out to Klesman. Rotates Jordan Davis, shot is blocked. Crowell is there, out to Davis, left wing, 7 to shoot. Davis beating Crowell, left of the lane, 4 to shoot. Crowell backing, 2 to shoot, 1 to shoot. Crowell up right hand, got it! Stephen Crowell with a shot clock winding down. 74-73 Wisconsin, 45 seconds left in overtime. Perkins high on the left. Perkins to the top. He's with Hepburn. Perkins picks up the dribble, gets it to Sanford. 35 seconds left. Sanford sends it back to Perkins. Outside right, high screen, Rabracha. A bounce to Patrick McCaffrey. And it's taken away by Hepburn. Chucky went to steal, and he is fouled by Patrick McCaffrey. With 26.4 seconds to play, Badgers in the double bonus, leading by 1.
Let's go back to that basket by Crowell. I wasn't sure that he knew the clock was running down or not.
I didn't either. They were yelling at him, but it's so loud in here. Yeah.
But Connor McCaffrey was playing him hard, really physical with him, and yet Crowell was able to make that basket.
Chucky Hepburn to the free throw line. He has 9 points, 0 of 1 at the line. He shoots 2 here with 26.4 seconds to play, 74-73 Wisconsin. First free throw is good for Hepburn. 2-point lead, Wisconsin. Remember, Iowa has a timeout to burn. The Badgers have 2. Possession arrow, Wisconsin. Second free throw, Chucky in the air. It is good. It rattled in. 76-73 Wisconsin. 25 seconds left in overtime. Perkins front court right. Backs right lane line. Knocked away, stolen by Wall as the Badgers get back-to-back steals. 18.9 remaining. Three-point lead Wisconsin. Free throws coming up at the other end for Wall.
I think this will be their 12th steal of the game, which ties their season high.
Yeah, they average about 8 a game. Peyton Sanford with the foul, his third. Wall to the line. He has 21 points, 7 rebounds. He is 2 of 3 at the foul line. Wall eyes the rim. First free throw on the way. It's off the back rim, no good. One more coming for Wall, trying to make this a two-possession game. 18.9 seconds remaining. Three-point lead, Wisconsin. Wall takes a deep breath. There's three dribbles. Free throw airborne, and it's in and out, no good. McCaffrey the rebound. The door's still open for Iowa. 15 seconds to play. Perkins on the dribble to the line. Inside Rabracha, low on the right. Layup good. Badgers up one. Timeout, Iowa. 10.2 seconds remaining in overtime. 76-75, Wisconsin. Oh, the Badgers keep leaving that door open. As the Hawkeyes use their last timeout. Remember, Wisconsin has two remaining, and that's big in case they have trouble inbounding. And
prior to Wall missing those two free throws, the Badgers have been 4 of 4 from the stripe in the overtime, with Wall getting two and Chucky getting two.
6 of 11 for the game. So A, get it in. B, secure it, because they will be chopping. 10.2 seconds remaining in overtime. 76-75, Wisconsin. Asante Bowen, Connor McCaffrey, Patrick McCaffrey, Peyton Sanford, and Tony Perkins out there for Iowa. Wall, Klesmet, Hepburn, Asijan, and Davis for Wisconsin. Klesmet will be inbounded.
You trust Asijan yet?
Yes.
As far as getting the ball in his hands?
Yes.
Anticipating that foul, obviously.
Either Asijan or Hepburn. Here we go. Press is on. They peel away from Klesmet. Looking, rolling to his left. Inbounds pass. He gets back to Klesmet. Lead feed to Seagin. Connor down the lane. Sends it in. 4.9 seconds left. Badgers up three. 78-75. Hawkeyes need a three. Here's Bowen across half court. Goes up right side. In and out. No good. And the Badgers hang on as it rattled out for Patrick McCaffrey. And the Badgers win it in overtime.
What a great inbounds play executed by Wisconsin. And I wish I could give you every detail by it about it, because we were screened.
Yes, I was. I was screened on the last shot, too.
But it was like a handoff. The Badgers inbounded and flipped the ball back. And it was headmanned up the floor with a two-on-zip break and a siege and dunking to kind of seal this win.
Boy, you talk about the grit for Wisconsin. You got to tip it to Iowa, too. No Chris Murray, no Aaron Ulis. Down 8 late in regulation. The Hawkeyes stormed back to forced overtime. But the Badgers stormed back with the momentum seemingly on Iowa's side. Wisconsin now 2-0 in the Big Ten with a three-point win tonight.
And they were able to overcome some of those misses from the free throw line with some grittiness at the opposite end. The steals really add up, don't they? 12 steals in this ball game?
Yeah, big time. Big time. 12 steals compared to 8 for Iowa as the Badgers. What a stretch. 7 games in a row now decided by 5 or fewer, and the Badgers 5-2 in that stretch, and 2-0 in the Big Ten. Final score in overtime, Wisconsin 78, Iowa 75. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net, it scores!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art supporting artists in their own words.
Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Chris Jakimic, I served in the United States Air Force and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA. It is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Another thriller for the Badgers in overtime. Wisconsin outscores Iowa 78-75. A wild last sequence, a Sejan dunk, and then a shot that neither of us could really see. We were screened off. Patrick McCaffrey had one go off the rim at the end of the game, and the Badgers survived 78-75.
During the early going, I was wondering if these teams would score 50, mm-hmm. right? That first half was a grinder. Both teams missing a ton of shots, and then the pace really picked up. Business picked up in the second half, and both sides were making plays. Different players making plays, taking their runs. It was punch, counterpunch, punch, counterpunch throughout the final stages of regulation and into the overtime.
Badgers ended up shooting 51% from the floor. And did you just say that 6-7 in overtime? In a game that was 27-27 at the half.
Yeah,
and,
it was a rock fight.
People were looking and going, "What?"
It was a rock fight. The first half.
It really was. In the second half, you saw some big time playmaking, shot making on both sides. Hawkeyes obviously shorthanded here tonight. The Badgers find a way. Tyler Wall, 21 points, 1 of 4 in double figures for Wisconsin.
And when we talk about that final shooting percentage of 51%, look at Tyler Wall and Stephen Crowell. They maximized their production tonight. Tyler was 9 of 14 from the field. Stephen Crowell was 6 of 11.
Got the job done as the Badgers improved to 8-2 overall, 2-0 in Big Ten play. 78-75, the Badgers over the Hawkeyes. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Put a little love in your heart. It's the Ford Shine Bright sales event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer today and find the Ford vehicle that helps you shine bright all season long. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may be subject to change.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number 1 in the Big Ten. Football, number 1 in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number 1 rankings, like number 1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number 1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
You're not selling a product, you're selling a promise. When we're subject to horrible winters, hailstorms, windstorms, you learn quick that you really are selling a promise, not just collecting a premium.
An independent insurance agent on doing the right thing.
West Bend's the one company that I would feel confident calling the president of the company. I know he'd pick up the phone and we'd have a conversation.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Save big on your next project at Menards. Protect and maintain your wood surfaces with Minwax stains and finishes. They offer a great variety of easy-to-use products that provide a beautiful, rich color that enhances the natural wood grain. Minwax's innovative formula delivers premium color in a single coat and dries fast. Start with a finish that will last for years to come. Save big money on Minwax stains and finishes right now at Menards. Four seasons, greetings to you all from Menards.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Wisconsin able to outlast Iowa in overtime, 78-75, as the Badgers approved a 2-1 in extra session games. Tyler Wall, 21. Connor Asijan with 14. Crowell with 12. Hepburn with 11.
And the Badgers were playing catch-up at the start of overtime. It was the Patrick McCaffrey show. Mm-hmm. He got Iowa up to a 65-62 lead, and then Connor got involved. And it was 67-64 when the Badgers rallied and started with Tyler Wall at the free throw line at 240, made both of his free throws. And then Tyler Wall, this is, when you look back on this game, you're going to scratch your head if you're an opponent, you're Fran McCaffrey. Tyler Wall hit a three in overtime.
And then Jordan Davis came down and hit one, too.
What are the odds that you get back-to-back threes from, I mean, you could put all the names in a pool, and you probably wouldn't pick those two players to hit back-to-back threes in OT.
Yeah, they both have a stone-cold-blooded ability. And with Jordan, we saw it, obviously, in the Marquette game and hit a big one here in overtime as we are joined now by Badgers head coach Greg Gard, whose team knows no other way other than to have close games and overtime games and finding a way, right? Finding a way.
Yeah, finding a way. It's not always the prettiest or how you would write it in a book way, how we teach it way, but for all the things that we don't do well, this group really has some guts and fortitude and toughness about them to when all, you know, you let that lead slip away at the end of regulation, it could have easily, and we got down three a couple times, I think, there in overtime, to continue to fight and battle back. You can never question this group's effort and grit.
Greg, can you describe that last inbounds play as far as breaking pressure and it results in a dunk by Asijan?
Yeah, it was just, you know, a matter of coming to meet the ball. You know, Connor got stripped at the end of regulation that allowed him to get it to three. And just a matter of a freshman needs to grow up in those situations and play tougher with the ball. But, you know, with Max, we've got Steve out, and I got, more free throw shooters in there. Max made a good read, run the baseline, hit Connor, and Connor was able to escape. So I wish he would have dribbled it out and not given him a chance to hurl a three there with 4 seconds to go. That's a teaching point already made and will be made in the film session on what the heck's today, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Tuesday as well. There'll be a lot of things. But like I said, just proud of the group because they have no quit in them.
No, they don't. I mean, Mike was saying just as you were ready to get the headsets on, too, you don't know who's going to hit a big shot. You look at looking at a stat sheet here, you see 6 of 22 from 3. But those back-to-backs from Wall and Jordan Davis, right?
Huge. Yeah. I mean, and Jordan had sat for quite a while because I thought he just didn't have – we needed some offensive punch. And Connor gives us a little bit of that. But then I just thought Connor got worn down, fatigued, and Jordan came in there and stepped right into the spotlight.
It's one of those games, too, where the momentum swung so quickly, didn't it, Greg?
It did, you know, both ways. You know, we were able to rally it up, and then we missed, you know, two front ends of one-on-ones, at least, down the stretch that could have made it a 9 or a 10, and that's the power of the three-point shot and three-point plays of you can trim a lead quickly, and we didn't execute late game and specifically breaking pressure, and then also you got to make free throws at the end. You got to seal things away. So things that we'll learn from.
I know we talked about Carter Gilmore before the game. I don't want to go through this without mentioning him again. The work that he did, a couple of, like, I mean, really grown-up rebounds and a putback, 8 points, four boards. Again, there are going to be others who will probably be written about, you'll be asked about, but it seemed like Carter again gave you a nice lift.
He did, and, you know, he answered the call when he got kind of knocked around early in the first half, and Rebracha put him underneath the rim on a couple post moves. After that, he started to hold his own and battle in there, and, you know, ripped a few balls away. And definitely we needed him. You know, with Steve with some fouls and stuff in the first half, and a little bloody nose there coming down the stretch. You know, everybody that played, we needed their help.
This wasn't for the faint-hearted under the rim, was it?
No, it wasn't. It was. We might as well have had helmets and shoulder pads on.
Yeah, that is the truth. Well, congrats. Safe ride back. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good.
All
thanks,
right,
guys.
Badgers head coach Greg Gard joining us. Wisconsin, a 78-75 winner over Iowa here in overtime. We'll take another break. When we continue, we'll have our Big Ten Network out-of-town scoreboard. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 27. East winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 35. Lows dip down to about 28. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies expected. 1 to 2 inches of snow Tuesday night through Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Left corner three in the way.
Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
The 70s and finding a way. That 50% shooting, and a big part of that were pain points. Again, the Badgers talked about the two-point ability. Two-point percentage has not been good. It is getting better. They had 52 pain points here in this game tonight. 78-75, Wisconsin wins. Coming up next, our calls of the game as the Wisconsin Ford post-game show continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Time to redo this basement?
Yeah, a home gym